I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
It was a huge success, because of President Trump's leadership. We have seen over the last year since the Hague summit, where we all agreed to 5% of GDP on defense spending, a fundamental shift in NATO and the unity in the room, and the fact that allies have invested about $150 billion in the last year since they made that commitment in defense, plus another $50 billion in new procurements, all from the United States, you know, that benefits the U.S. defense industry, supports U.S. jobs. This was a great vibe, as you would say, in the room and surrounding the NATO summit. The defense industry showed up and our allies showed up. And, you know, President Trump has every reason to take this victory because it's due to his leadership.
That is our Ambassador Whitaker. And he's talking about the NATO summit that took place in Turkey. And he said all the other nations, and of course NATO itself, appreciated what Trump has been doing, getting more money from the other countries. They had it. They just wouldn't spend it. He said, we're not going to continue doing this ourselves. You step up, pay your fair share. And then he also dealt with the issue of Iran while he was there. And he used some very, what some say, when you look at diplomatic wording, consequential language regarding the Islamic Republic of Iran. And he warned that any new Iranian attack would trigger a far more devastating response. He described the regime as a cancer that must be removed. This, they say, goes beyond conventional political rhetoric. It's certainly not as diplomatic as some would like. You're a cancer, you must be removed. Well, he's already called the regime scumbags, and you can't trust them. So Trump is not one to mince his words. That's very clear. We're going to deal with that in more detail as we get deeper into the hour on that summit meeting and what else we're going to be doing with Iran or not. And then there was also, before they flew out of Turkey, the Secret Service had told Trump, you need to leave Turkey in our current Air Force One. Do not use the newly refurbished and gifted plane from Qatar. There are no solid responses as to why the Secret Service made that statement. Trump actually told reporters it wasn't anything to do with the Secret Service. We were just going to pick it up in England, which they did. They left Turkey on the current U.S. Air Force One and then brought the new one home from England. He did tell the reporters on board, you might be in danger. Keep in mind, I'm number one on the kill list for Iran. So the altered transportation plan did highlight security concerns about whether this Qatari-gifted jet is upgraded sufficiently to include defensive measures. That information may be slow in coming, as it should. It's a national security issue and security issue for the president. No one is saying that it's rigged to explode if Trump's on it or whatever. But for some reason, Secret Service said, do not leave Turkey on that plane. I don't know if they needed more time to complete evaluations and inspections, or they were afraid something would happen on the ground in Turkey that might endanger the president and those on board. Again, we'll spend more time on this a little bit later in this hour. Welcome to hour number two, Larry Connors, USA. Did you miss the first hour? Shame on you. But, I know you have other things going on in your life. That's why we put everything up as a podcast when we complete each program. Well, how do you listen to the podcast or watch the video, which we're live streaming right now? You go to News Talk STL, Rumble, Facebook, or Twitter. You can go to LarryConnorsUSA.com, LarryConnorsUSA Facebook. Audio, video, podcast available at those locations. And anywhere you get your podcast, simply search Larry Connors USA. You're going to find us. And with Larry Connors USA, you're always going to get news, analysis, opinion, and what's that other word? Oh, yeah, education. You leave this hour with more knowledge than you have as we begin each hour. Coming up later, former Texas Congressman Gohmert on the birthright citizenship ruling of the Supreme Court the other day. He said this will absolutely destroy America, and he could back up his concerns. That's coming up later. In the meantime, we had another ruling the other day regarding what is an election day. The election day is a specific date. You have a federal election. It's a date. And Stephen Miller, White House Deputy Chief of Staff, was referring to what Judge Alito had to say about the election date.
Let's just call it like it is. Justice Roberts and Justice Barrett decided to cave to the radical left. Alito was so clear in his wording about what election day means. Nobody could read the statute, could read that opinion, could read what Alito wrote and come to any other conclusion. It's election day, not election week, not election month, not election months. So this was really a travesty, and it underscores why we have to keep fighting to pass the Save America Act. 80 million Americans elected a Republican Senate majority, and they elected a Republican Congress to deliver on this fundamental priority. It must get done.
Now, President Trump has said he will not pass on the Housing Act if they don't pass the Save America Act, which is a voting protection. This is, of course, a landmark bipartisan housing bill. But he said, I'm not going to sign off on it unless you move forward to accept the Save the Election Act, which is critical for the integrity of our elections. Now, let me make something clear to you. Those statements are basically a symbolic gesture. He basically has a pocket veto, puts it in his pocket, not going to sign off on it because he knows he'd be overridden. But it will become law at midnight, with or without his signature, midnight tonight. And Trump wrote on his Truth Social this morning, the Save America Act's non-passage is crazy and a serious threat to any politician who votes against it. He said, I will not sign the housing bill, which has been fully approved by Congress and sent to the White House in protest over the fact the U.S. Senate is not capable of passing the Save America Act. Comments were made yesterday by Congressman Comer to fellow Republicans in the Senate that are on the sideline about passing the Save America Act because it might cost them votes in their own district, saying, are you so weak? Are you so weak in your state that you cannot pass to protect our voting principles, requiring photo ID and protect only Americans can vote in our elections? Are you so weak in your state that you can't do that without fear of being booted? Then you shouldn't be in the Senate. I agree fully. The Brennan Center estimates that more than 21 million Americans lack easy access to documents the bill would require to register to vote, including a real ID, passport, military ID, and so forth and so on. I don't know where they come up with that. When they say 21 million Americans, I don't know if they're counting Americans or illegals. But we need it to protect the integrity of our election. And Trump has made it clear that you're falling behind. And, of course, we also have many illegals here under, quote, temporary status. And that got ruled the other day by a Supreme Court on behalf of getting rid of those who are here, thousands and thousands of Haitians and Syrians here on temporary status. Once again, Steve Miller to the White House on, look at this temporary status for the Haitians.
There you see that throwback from Janet Napolitano, who said there's an earthquake in Haiti, which, by the way, is total BS that we have TPS for earthquakes. But put that aside. There's an earthquake in Haiti, so she's announcing TPS for a few months while they're recovering from an earthquake. That was in 2010, 15 years ago. Then the Biden administration, in its last year, extends TPS to every single illegal alien from Haiti while they are flying them en masse into Springfield, Ohio, across the Midwest. It was a formal policy of replacing the communities that lived in, settled, and sustained these communities for generations. It was one of the most heinous things this government has ever done. And yes, under President Trump, let me be very clear. The illegal alien Haitians are going back to Haiti. They can build their country there.
Yeah, they could. You were temporary. And think of the thousands and thousands of children born to those Haitians on temporary status here. And, of course, are now considered U.S. citizens. We're going to deal with that in the next segment in more detail. But here's the point. Deputy White House Chief of Staff Miller is making. We have many illegals in this country, be they temporary status or coming in under the open border policies or Biden flying them in on purpose. He said what we have is they're not here to assimilate. They're here to destroy and actually kill Americans in many cases.
The Democrat Party has become a party of Marxist, communist, socialist, violent extremists. And yes, violent revolutionaries who support the policies that are getting Americans killed en masse, historically for many years now, and of course it accelerated under the Biden administration, by criminal illegal aliens. This is a party that supports violence against ICE officers, supports violence against federal law enforcement, and engages in conduct and rhetoric and behavior that leads to repeated assassination attempts against President Trump, against President Trump supporters, and against Republican elected office holders. It is a terrifying reality, but one we cannot turn away from, ignore. We cannot put our heads in the sand and pretend the Democrat Party of the 90s or the 80s or the 70s exists anymore, because it is gone. It is gone, and it is not coming back.
And even the Democrats recognize that. Graham Plattner agreeing and telling his staff again today, I am going to submit to withdraw my name from the main Senate race against the main senator at this point. He said, I'm going to go ahead and do that. And, of course, the Democrat Party is now scrambling. What do we do? You selected a flawed candidate, deeply flawed, and you were willing to accept a man accused of rape, wearing a Nazi symbol. You were willing to accept that because you thought, as Senator Elizabeth Warren stated, he's my kind of man. He's accused of raping women. He's your kind of man? And then you got what Mondami and others are doing to create Sharia communities. I'll break that down in more detail for you. But first, Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison wants Americans to believe that we are already a socialist country. His, quote, logic is not just flawed, but built on a lie.
You know, there are elements of socialism that are part of our system today, including Medicare and Social Security.
How about policing? You call the cops, guess who pays them? Your tax dollars. Guess what that is? That's socialism, pal. Sorry. You don't contract for your own private police department or fire department or water inspection or public works.
Here's the outstanding flaw of that argument. There are things that we need communal taxpayer and dollars for in various entities, be it a city, a county, a state, and even our nation. We can't have all 50 states have their own defense departments. Yes, that is culminated collective money. But that is a far cry from socialism. Do the governments that have socialism have their tax dollars pay for their police and fire? Yes, they do. but he does not want you to think beyond what he says. Because if you do, you're going to realize, that doesn't make any sense. No, of course it doesn't. And again, White House Deputy Chief of Staff Miller says, if you let the Democrats get control in the next election, it's over.
This is existential for this country. When the Democrats, if the Democrats, should the Democrats regain power, it's game over. 12 more justices on SCOTUS, 2 new Democrat states. They're going to get rid of the Second Amendment. They're going to get rid of our borders. They're going to get rid of our police. They're going to get rid of ICE, Border Patrol, DHS, and they're going to elect communists, like actual communists, not even socialists, communists,
who will
wreck this country.
Now, how would Keith Ellison say we are communist? How would that fit his logic that we're socialist because we use joint taxpayer money to pay for fire and police protection? He couldn't. I had a poker friend years ago, and I'm talking about during the Biden administration, every day he'd say, we're losing our country. We're losing our country. And I said, just hang on. This was after Trump had been defeated in his second run. I said, hang on. Just don't give up the fight. Stay in the fight. Giving up is not an option because they will roll over you. And look what they're doing in New York. Mayor Mondami administration putting out a map for tourism and everyone else who comes in to celebrate the New York City immigrant enclaves that help build New York City, featuring 30 communities, including numerous Muslim communities. There's some Chinese, Korean, and others also recognized, but absolutely omitting the Italian, the Irish, and Jewish communities that have been integral parts of the Big Apple's history. They just want to ignore them. You can't ignore what they're contributing, nor anyone else. And we are a nation of immigrants, legal immigrants. And now we're infiltrated with millions of illegals. And if they have a child born on this soil, that child is now a U.S. citizen. That's been our rule, and the Supreme Court upheld it the other day. Texas Congressman Gohmert questions the validity and the outcome. He's coming up next to describe, as he sees, the destruction of America by our own making. And we'll have more on the Secret Service warning about the president and the plane he was going to fly. Lock and load, ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying gesundheit height, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit height is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. John Beale Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Bill to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com.
This is News Talk STL.
Heat bad production. He got walrus gumboot. He got no sideboard. He want spinal cracker. He got feet down below his knee. Hold you in his arm, Jay. You can feel his disease. Come together.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. My guest is former Texas Congressman Louis Gohmert, now with the David Horowitz Freedom Center. Congressman, welcome aboard, sir.
Great to be talking to you, Larry. Thank you.
It's good to hear that accent, sir. You know what? I'm a native Texan, born in Austin. Spent a lot of time in the West Texas Permian Basin growing up, but I had relatives in Crockett, which is part of the 1st Congressional District, and Livingston and Tyler and all that. I still do. And that was a large part of the area you served. I mean, that was, you were basically royalty in the minds of many of those voters in that district. 18 years.
Well, I don't know that I would say royalty.
Oh, you don't be a king?
I would say no. I would say the reason that I was winning with 75+% of the vote each time was because I was not seen as royalty. I was seen as just one of the East Texans.
That's
here.
True. You are right.
That was a nice thing.
You are right. And I apologize for offending you by suggesting otherwise. Congressman, here's what I want to get into. And I want to point out to the audience, you not only served in Congress for Texas for 18 years, you've been a trial attorney, a trial lawyer, a district judge, a chief justice of the Texas 12th Court of Appeals, and on the House Judiciary Committee for 18 years. So what you say regarding birthright citizenship and the Supreme Court ruling, you have a background to state exactly why. It's not just a partisan issue. You're looking at it from a legal issue. Go ahead, sir.
Well, and also, I have been talking about this for about two decades now. It has been a matter of grave concern. Yeah. So, in fact, going back to President Bush's second term, I was very concerned, and some of us from Texas got together and ended up meeting with President Bush and saying, look, you know, we're your guys, we're your Republican Congress members, and we are exceedingly concerned about what's happening, about the illegal immigration and what's going on. And the birthright business was part of it back then. And even going forward, I had found out about we had some radical Islamist leaders who were sending their wives over here to have kids.
Yep.
And then later found out there was a Turkish hotel-owned hotel right by Central Park that was advertising and had radical Islamist leaders who would send their wives there. And it costs a lot of money there. You can imagine, you know, moving on up to the east side there, and they would provide OB-GYN, and they would make sure that when you left with your baby and a new American passport for that baby.
That was under the 14th Amendment. The 14th Amendment did grant that, but that was created originally for the benefit of slaves who were brought here against their will, and they had children. And they had children.
That, though.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, but the 14th Amendment never granted that. And Roberts quoting Trumbull, taking one quote out of context when he refused to quote the rest of Trumbull's comments, that if you were here and you still had loyalty to another country, then you did it. The phrase subject to the jurisdiction hereof did not apply to you. And the other people that were supporting the 14th Amendment understood it the same way. And so for Roberts to go back and say, yeah, this has been the law for over 140 years, and the minority, Thomas and Alito specifically, just refused to recognize that. And they called him out on it. And they said that Thomas particularly said, this has not been the law for 140 years. This has only been the law for some time after 1940. And Larry, when I was in Congress, I wanted to know, I couldn't find when it was that the 14th Amendment started being interpreted to mean we had to give an American citizen passport to babies born here to illegal aliens. Congressional Research Service, they did all the research, and they're really good. They're really thorough. They got everything at their fingertips. They could not find it. And I said, isn't there an executive order where some president issued the order or some bureaucrat at the State Department? And apparently the State Department at some point, some bureaucrat said, you know what? It's just too hard to track down parents to see if one was a citizen. Let's just quit it. Just if they're born here, give them American citizenship, give them American passport, and let's quit all this stuff.
All right,
it
now
was
based on
never
that,
a law. Never a law, never executive order even.
Based upon that, we're not the only nation that does it. There are about 33, and many of them in the Western Hemisphere, Mexico, Canada, much of Central South America, they all accept soleil, you're born on soil, you are the citizen. But the difference, as you pointed out in the 14th Amendment, was subject to jurisdiction and pledging allegiance. Teddy Roosevelt said, you're either an American or you're not. There is no in-between.
Yeah, and if you read the oath that is taken by people that become a U.S. citizen, there is a reason that they have to disclaim any allegiance to any other state, dictator, and I love the word potentate, anything, any other country, is because only after you take that oath are you no longer subject to the jurisdiction of one of those countries. Only then are you only subject to the jurisdiction of the United States, and only then do we protect you if one of those countries come back and try to go after you.
Are you saying that a one-day-old baby cannot take that oath?
That's right. And that's what's so ridiculous. And Thomas and Alito just blow Roberts out of the water for claiming that this is based on the child. It's not based on the parents. And then they point out that in Roberts' own majority opinion, he says it's only the child. But then right after that, he starts talking about the parents this and the parents that. And so he destroys his own opinion. And also another thing that Roberts does, he says we base our law on British common law. And this goes back to the days when if you were born in a particular area, then you were a subject of that area and subject to the protection of that feudal lord. And boy, they blow him out of the water on that. They're going, no, we fought a revolution to get away from that. We are not based under that. But that was being a subject. We became citizens, and you have to be domiciled here. And the Wong case that people kept citing, and including the majority saying it applied, as Solomon said, it does not apply. The Chinese couple, they were domiciled here in the United States. They were not here illegally. They were domiciled here. They were only subject to U.S. jurisdiction, and it did not apply. But Roberts wrote a terrible decision, just like he did in the Obamacare case.
Well, you know, to that extent, by the U.S. applying the British law, in Britain, you're not born of soil. You must have an application to
exactly.
be a U.S. citizen.
Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. Now,
That's a great point, Larry.
Well, sir, in the last minute and a half, thanks for the praise, sir, despite me offending you earlier. But in about the last minute here, the options of getting this overturned, going through a ratification of a new amendment, not very likely. What's going to happen to the country as we move forward?
Well, Congress can do a number of things, but I think our best hope is to replace one of the weak sisters I know.
You're not
female.
Talking about Ketanji
I'm
Jackson.
Talking about, we got yeah. But Amy Coney Barrett, you know, she's been such a disappointment. But that's what happens when the left comes after and just destroys them and traumatizes yeah. them. They try to show, oh, I'm not as bad as you thought I was. But we've got to get this revisited at some point relatively soon. But we've got to stop people who are in the third trimester from coming in and having children here so they're American citizens.
Yes, sir.
Because we got radical Islamists coming in here and having kids.
Yep,
and
we're allowing
taking
it.
Them back to their country.
Yep.
You know, Anwar al-Awlaki, the only American citizen ever to have been murdered by a president, American citizen, because his parents came in on a visa, took him back, and told him to hate America.
Right. I want to thank you, Congressman, very much for your time and your service to our nation.
Thank you so much. Thanks, Larry.
Love to talk to you again, sir. Coming up, what is behind this security scare that the Secret Service had for President Trump?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-R, underlaw.com. McGuire Moving is silver certified, which means they are great at relocating senior citizens. In fact, McGuire is a household name because McGuire understands the stress involved when moving older adults. So if you or family members need help moving, I highly recommend McGuire Moving. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. Get a free in-home estimate. McGuireMoving.com. When I have business clients or guests from out of town, I often take them to Cafe Napoli. I know they're going to enjoy any of the Napoli locations. Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, next to Napoli C, Napoli Kirkwood, or Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Excellent food and intellectual conversation. If they bring the intellectual conversation. NapoliSTL.com. NapoliSTL.com. You should know that when I endorse Wellington Environmental, it's because I believe and know they will do you right. Wellington takes pride in providing homeowners and businesses whatever they need. You need some dustless blasting? They will take care of that. You need some mold remediation? They can do that. They take pride in training their team to perform multiple services and having the equipment ready to get jobs finished. That's important to you. You make just one call, and you call a company that's been around for more than 35 years with more than 45 technicians in the field. Most of you know finding good workers, then having them show up on time could be difficult. Not for Wellington Environmental. They're there at the designated time, ready to go. Check them out to see what they could do for you. Dustless blasting or anything else you need. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 314-644-4930. Be well with Wellington.
This is News Talk STL.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle tears a hole, the old familiar sting. Try to kill it all away.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
You know, we were talking about birthright citizenship with former Congressman of Texas, Louie Gohmert. And there's something that I want to bring to your attention. For one, many of those who are born on our soil and are automatically granted citizenship under the 14th Amendment, as decided by the Supreme Court 6-3 decision the other day, they don't come back and create mayhem, but many are, and many more will, because they recognize this is a way to infiltrate the USA. In the future, they play a long, long game. You just look at the generations, multiple decades and hundreds of years in the Middle East of the fighting back and forth. For them, this is just a weekend pass, nothing more. Just get here, have the baby, go home, and 18 years later, let that child grown up with radicalized ideas enter the U.S. on a USA passport. Can't be denied unless you have direct ties to terrorist operations. And who knows where we're going to be in 18 years. Well, I'll still be here, Larry Connors, USA. I'll be here for you. I hope. Hold me to it. Let's see if we can make it happen. Here's an interesting fact, by the way. The USA, of course, is out of the World Cup competition. We lost to Brussels. What a shame. But do you know that the leading scorer in the World Cup for Team USA, the first player in the for the Stars and Stripes to score more than one goal in a match since 1930, he was not raised, nor has he ever lived in the U.S. They got him thanks to birthright citizenship. His Nigerian mother visited New York City in 2004 and was deemed by airline staff to be too far along in her pregnancy to fly home to London, so the baby was born in New York City and then automatically became a U.S. citizen. There's some of the information you didn't get probably somewhere else, I tell you. Every day we bring you news, analysis, commentary, and education. I also had mentioned earlier, and we did some coverage of it as well in the first hour, but there had been concern about this new plane possibly, or at least the location it was going to leave with Trump as he left the NATO summit in Turkey. The Secret Service, according to numerous sources, say the president was ordered, or not ordered, but instructed, don't leave on the new Qatari-gifted Air Force One. It was available. It was in Turkey at that point, in Ankara. So he took the current Air Force One that's been repainted and flew it to London, where then the new Air Force One, gifted from the Qatari government, had been flown and was waiting for him when he got there. Trump said, we sent it to the RAF Mendenhall so we could show the wonderful service members of the entire base at their request. They could picture their new Air Force One. Now, he also said that the Secret Service did not tell him that you need to fly your current Air Force One out of Turkey. In fact, he basically refuted that it was a security issue. And, of course, we're not getting real details on it, and nor should we in many ways, because it is national security and security of our president. But when he told the reporters that we are going to fly the older one instead of the newer one, because we sent the newer one to show to our base in England, I tend to think that he actually did that because of the Secret Service concern. And he did admit to reporters, he said, you know, I am the number one on the kill list for Iran. And that is true. But what about this new jet? Is there a security issue with it? Or was the issue going to be while it was on the ground in Turkey and the people that would be servicing it? Even though they'd be constantly watched by Secret Service, whereas the concern or new information they had that something would be done to the plane at that location. And if there is a greater concern about the plane itself, Trump would not have been able to fly it on back to the States out of England. This is a Boeing 747-8, the nation of Qatar gifted to the president until the U.S. Air Force built plane is finished. That's behind schedule. Now, they made several military modifications, such as the ability to refuel in midair so it could serve as a Air Force One until the other is completed. And supposedly, according to a military aviation consultant, it can't be known for sure about the differences between the older Air Force models and the newer one. But in his opinion, he thinks the Qatari jet is not up to par for security measures. Although they say they have upgraded to include defensive measures and other capabilities necessary to protect the commander-in-chief while he's traveling. But this military aviation consultant said, and I'm going to quote him here, we can't say for sure because, of course, a lot of the systems and capabilities are classified, and in this aircraft particularly so. But it takes a lot more time and money than was put into this plane to equip an Air Force One to the level of capacity typically needed, called for. That was his statement to The Hill. Yes, it had been quickly transformed to an Air Force One for the president. With U.S. involved and the Qatar government, we didn't just let a foreign country put it together, but it was all done in a 10-month window. And this aviation expert says there's no way they got everything right or completed. I don't know. I'll have to take his word on that. All I do know is that there are sources saying the Secret Service advised the president, do not fly that plane out of the NATO summit in Turkey. Leave on the one that delivered you, the current Air Force One you're using. And so the Qatari-gifted Air Force One was flown to England to wait for the president. And then he picked it up in England. There's a lot more behind this story, but I don't know when, if ever, we will get details. and nor should we. We're talking about national security. In the meantime, we're also looking at the fraud that exists in this nation, and it is, I would say it's staggering, but it just continues to fall. It's an avalanche, and more keeps getting uncovered. And our education secretary says, look at student loans and those frauds.
Well, we're just beginning now to really look into the fraud that you're referencing, the K-12 schools. We've been focusing quite a bit of our fraud detection, if you will, in higher education at the moment. And we have, through our student loan program, the FAFSA program, we have actually identified and prevented now over $2 billion in fraud. So I'm very pleased that we've been able to do that. Fraudsters are just seemingly trying to pick the pocket of American taxpayers everywhere we turn. So as we're looking at schools, or we're looking at the programs that are going out, we will be focusing on this fraud as well.
Yeah, we should. And of course, in Minnesota, under Governor Walz, I didn't know. We're really investigating now. Whistleblowers had repeatedly made it clear fraud was happening with the Minnesota state Medicaid program and everything else they had. They were doing nothing. They were letting the money be stolen. And every dollar stolen is one less dollar to help those really in need. Americans. Well, we're coming up on the weekend. Maybe you're looking for a good time to relax. We had July 4th weekend last weekend. Maybe you had a lot of things on the plan. Maybe you have some on your schedule this weekend. But you know who probably does not? Although we did have a big event over July 4th, but it was, while it was great and fun and exciting to watch, it was still work, not really relaxation for President Trump. But if you listen to Interior Secretary Burgum, Trump seldom takes time off.
President Trump is, as you know, is a prolific worker. It works like 20 hours a day. So it's nothing special that he's calling me. Yeah. He's called, you know, when if his staff goes to bed at 10 and he's still got a couple of phones in his hands, he's dialing, you know, long into the night. He's usually asking about progress reports on how things are going, or he may have, when he's either, you know, flying to Andrews in his helicopter, spotted something, or he may have been driving, you know, to an event and he's seen something out the window. I mean, he doesn't miss a detail. And then he'll be like, what about this? What about that? Are we working on this? And of course, we had the example of having a nation that was under the Biden administration in decline. The fact that we had allowed 48 monuments to fall into disrepair. We had 22 fountains that hadn't had water running in some cases for decades. We had over 1,000 graffiti sites, 152 homeless encampments. All that was our starting point just 18 months ago.
And look at what we've done. And more will be done. And, of course, the big political news over the weekend, the candidate that they thought could replace Susan Collins, a senator of Maine, and help the Democrats get control of the Senate, has to withdraw. Numerous sexual allegations. They are allegations, not proven, but they continued to pile up. There was evidence that he was actively sexting messages to women while he was married, that he was sending photos of himself, sometimes draped only in a towel, on other social media sites that might have been seen by children. And the Speaker of the House in Maine says people were overlooking the allegations and the fact that he had a Nazi tattoo due to frustration. The frustration, and it's also TDS, Trump Derangement Syndrome. He didn't say that, but I'm saying that. Because they just want to get rid of Trump by whatever means. We'll take anybody. We don't care. What's the next snake we've got in the bin we can pull out? A House Democrat is saying this guy was a series of red flags, and they were ignoring it. And remember, Senator Elizabeth Warren was saying, we need a fighter, and this is a fighter. He's my kind of man, a man who, according to numerous reports, was raping women. And again, documented reports of being on social media with sexting messages while he was married. And his wife apparently is standing by. I don't know if she has a choice. I don't. Maybe she thought my future is tied to him at this point. But now we'll see what happens, that he's not going to be even in the running for the Senate in Maine. The Democrats in Maine are working on a strategy they need to come up with in the next 10-plus days to pick another candidate and go about a process for it. There's a recent poll that shows current Senator Susan Collins, a Republican name only mostly, she ties or narrowly leads the possible replacements they're looking at for Graham Plattner. And remember, he got one of these endorsements from Bernie Sanders, claiming this is a good guy. And then Bernie had to back out and say, I think he should step aside. And Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said the same thing the other day. And Plattner railed out on a video. We played part of it yesterday. And he was chastising, criticizing, attacking Democrats who were not there to support him. He said, they're taking all my money away. They're not going to give me a chance. There's no way I can continue. They didn't want to continue. By the way, this is worth noting. CNN's Begala, as you well know, is a political analyst. And he's saying, Bernie Sanders, for all of, he wants you to believe that I'm an independent. Paul Begala says, how can he claim to be an independent when he's actually part of the establishment? He's been in office for so long. He is the establishment. Perfect point. And Begala said that on CNN. I love it when the rats turn on each other. As always, thank you for listening. Spread the word to others. And if you can't listen in full when we're on the air, then pull out the podcast. Have a safe weekend. God bless you and your family. And remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook. This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.